Why are you smiling?
I'm just happy.
What are you so happy about?
September 27th is National Chocolate Milk Day.
And that means
today is National Chocolate Milk Day.
They've got chocolate milk now?
Today is National Chocolate Milk Day.
Do you have chocolate milk?
I love chocolate milk.
You like chocolate milk?
Get some chocolate milk.
It's Chocolate Milk Day.
Someone get me some chocolate milk.
Because it's showtime!
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Wow. What a day to start a Monday. Or what a way to start a Monday. What an awesome weekend. I hope you had a great weekend. And thank you for returning to the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We've got the poll question set up for you here, and it's a doozy. And it's on purpose, because I will tie all of this in together for you. I'm going through so many headlines this morning, trying to figure out what is going to benefit you, what is going to make you happy, what's going to enrage you. But oh, the emotions on this show. But I have to let you know that we have great news in Northern Nevada when it comes to mask mandates. But I'm not going to spill the beans on that. It was because of Dr. Fred Simon, so I will let him tell you at about 10:38 this morning. We have a great guest, an awesome guest, at 11:08 by the name of Lauren Spivak. And let me tell you, if you haven't read one of Lauren's books, or you haven't been with him to listen to him speak, you really are missing out. I got to meet this amazing guy 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Time is just flying. 2.5 years ago, maybe. Before COVID. See, I think we've all lost a year because of COVID. So when I'm thinking it was just 2 years ago, it was actually 3 years ago. But he is incredible, and he's going to talk to us about, he's going to bring us a more humorous look. I know it's hard to believe, but a more humorous look at fiat currency, our money situation, Bitcoin, you know, things that are going on in the economy right now, because people are just pulling their hair out. It's like, do I get into this? What do I do with this? Do I keep this? Should I drain my bank account? What am I going to do? So Lauren will be joining us at 11:08. And then I want to let you know that if you enjoy just the few minutes that he has with me this morning, he is going to be speaking at the Mount Rose Republican Women's Club tonight at Paisans. We got a few extra seats. So if you'd like to go on to our webpage, or if you just want to come on down tonight, it's $40. But not only do you get great entertainment, but a pretty awesome meal too. So throwing that out there for you. Like I said, trying to go through the headlines, and let's see, Taliban resumes executions and amputations for violating Islamic law, and they're doing it in public. They're hanging people in public. Mayorkas finally admits 12,000 illegal Haitians out of 17,000 have been released into the U.S., and the number could go even higher as he downplays the border crisis. I think my favorite one, you know, it's kind of a toss-up. Either that the fact that the Democrats have already put in a House bill that would abolish the Space Force. Yeah, all that money. Oh, well. Abolish the Space Force. Or the fact that they're not happy. Psaki. Coming from Psaki, Jen Psaki, just in case you missed it. We're a little tired of Republicans criticizing us for Biden's border crisis. What? What? Yeah. She lamented Republican criticism of the Biden administration's handling of the border crisis that has erupted over the last several months. You gotta be kidding me. Over the last several months. Okay. Let's see. They started lining up in November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. Okay. All right. Yeah. Everything's Trump's fault. But you know what? It's not always Democrats. No. We have our fair share on this side, and I was pointing out numerous times on Friday's show that Congressman Mark Amaday, and you're seeing this come out all over the place now, voted for red flag gun confiscation laws. And I asked you to call. I asked you to email and nicely ask what the hell he was thinking. Now, I don't want to take credit where credit is not due, but this was sent out a few hours after I had asked you to do this. And I guess I shouldn't take credit for it, but I personally feel like this was a love letter to me asking you to do this. U.S. Representative Mark Amaday issued the following statement in response to a lone report misrepresenting the context of a provision in the National Defense Authorization Act related to the Second Amendment. Maybe somebody else was doing it. But I felt like when he put in there, and I doubt seriously if he wrote this, lone report, I feel like he just wanted to say Monica J. misrepresenting. It's always nice to be reminded how little some of those who report on legislation really know about the legislation on which they pontificate. There is a gun law provision in the House-passed 1,362-page National Defense Authorization Act. That is in there is no surprise, as many House Majority Democrats have placed this showboat provision in every NDAA since Nancy Pelosi was elected Speaker. The missing context of today's analysis on my NDAA vote is that this provision is always stripped out in the conference process or the conference process with the Senate. What they also didn't bother to tell you is that a nearly 2.1 majority of Republicans voted for the NDAA, as we always have. Okay, there's more, but I want to stop right here because I want to go back and address this. This provision is always stripped out in the conference process. Then what the hell is it in there for anyway? And really? What guarantee do you have with the Senate? What games are you playing with the Senate that they're going to do that? Okay, let me continue. For more that they didn't bother to tell you, which is important contextual facts, is that the bill contains a 5% increase in top-line funding for the Department of Defense. Oh, what's that for? Is that to make up for the $80 billion in technology advancement for the people who want to kill us and who hate us the most in the world? The armament that you have given Afghanistan now and the Taliban? Is that 5% to make up for that? Okay. A 2.7 pay increase for our service members. Oh, an extra $30 a month? Ooh. Ooh. Thanks, Sisolak. Oh, we'll see how far that goes. Authorization for the procurement of over $1.3 billion in new aircraft, equipment, and weapons. You just left, as I said, $80 billion worth of equipment in Afghanistan. And now I have to pay another $1.3 billion? $250 million to conduct counterterrorism operations in Afghanistan. And the I'm not even going to start on that. You're probably going to have to pay a lot more than that since you just screwed over the entire Afghanistan population who actually had a shred of love for this country. So more than likely that $250 million for, you know, conduct counterterrorism, that's going to all be for bribes. Remember, wasn't it $25 million for Osama's head? Wasn't that the payoff? Or was it $30 million? I can't remember. It just, you know, throw money. I'm not done. But we'll be back on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. As Congressman, U.S. Representative Mark Amaday from Northern Nevada continues on with this, believing that we here in the North are just stupid.
Hello, this is Robocall Rebecca. I've been trying to get you to update the warranty on your car for the last 6 years. Unfortunately, due to the new FCC law going into effect, this is goodbye. Forever. You will not be getting any more random calls from me in the middle of your workday. Now, if you want to update the warranty on your car, or win a fake cruise from a scam company, you will have to find me, Rebecca, the loneliest robot in the land. Hold that thought. There's no law restricting text messaging yet? Score. I'll be texting you soon. Haha.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
A woo-hoo to you, too. And I know I haven't given the poll question yet, but that's because I want to get through this because it actually has a little something to do with this. This NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act. And for the overwhelming amount of texts that I just received on my phone, no, I do not know of anyone who is running against Amaday. Nobody has come forth yet. And I can just imagine that if somebody does come forward, yeah, they're probably going to be in alignment with Amaday. So let's see. A 5% increase in top line funding for the Department of Defense, 2.7% pay increase for service members. That's a joke. Procurement of over $1.3 billion in new aircraft, equipment, and weapons, $250 million to conduct counterterrorism. Where did we go? Oh, and the funding necessary to counter Chinese and Russian military hostilities, just to name a few of the many provisions in the NDAA. I'm sure, I love this line. remember this. When you see him out in public, I'm sure as heck not going to vote against all of that out of fear that somebody takes issue with a provision that will never make it into the final law. Really? You know something we don't? Because how do you know if they have control of the Senate? Simply put, this year's NDAA support does not equal red flag gun law support. Misrepresenting the context of the majority of Republicans' vote on the NDAA is incredibly irresponsible. Seriously, someone with a lifelong strong Second Amendment voting record has somehow morphed into a red flag idiot? This is sadly another example of how a lot of good people get misled. Sorry you had to be the victim of being misled by those with attention spans that are clearly not long enough to give you an accurate report in context. Nothing has changed as far as this member of Congress's Second Amendment and keep our service members funded. All at your expense. Because I don't remember hearing from Amadei when all of this billions of dollars of equipment, weapons, armament was left behind in Afghanistan. If we had control over the situation to begin with and didn't have a Chinese operative in the White House, you know, Biden, you probably wouldn't need that $250 million for the counterterrorism and, you know, going after the Chinese and Russian military hostilities. We spent 4 years with a powerful man in the White House that kept the wolves at bay because we had our strength. And now Amadei has to pick our pockets once again to make us feel like, we're safe on the world stage. When we're not. Because all of these people are flowing into our country over an unsecured border, ports, and through the refugee program. Yeah, through the refugee program. Two Afghan refugees charged with child sex, spousal abuse, and crimes at Fort McCoy. Oh, you mean two of the refugees that were already brought into the country that, you know, probably aren't going to be able to get rid of easily. Put in jail, and then we're going to have to take care of them for the rest of their lives. Remember, the Haitians, the Afghans, and everybody else who is just flowing in, they don't have the values and morals of Americans. Hence, therein lies the problem. That is why they are flooding the country with refugees. Oh, by the way, going back to the NDAA and today's poll question, because it has a lot to do with that. Something else that is in the NDAA that I guess he didn't want to mention there is the fact that young women will now have to register for the draft. I believe in women in the military, the powerful, the strong, but women should not be required to register for a draft. It should be of their choosing if they want to join the military. So today's poll question at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com should young women be required to register for the draft? Because that is also in the bill. Yesterday, or Friday's poll question, if it turns out that Arizona audit proves that Joe Biden won the 2020 election, will you recognize him as the 46th president of the United States? 77% said no. Because the media is already saying, oh, it proves it. Look at that. No, that's their spin on it that started at 8 o'clock Friday morning when the results weren't even released to everybody until 1. Oh, we got an advance. Stay tuned because there's a lot more to come, including some great news. Not so much for Washoe County, but for Carson and Douglas. Dr. Fred Simon is out there fighting for you, and he won a couple of battles, and he'll be joining us in just a few minutes to tell us about it.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
I am so glad you are here today. It's your station, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Just a little repeat of going through the NDAA there in the last segment, actually for the last half hour. And, you know, I might even have to post that letter on my webpage from Amaday, just so you can see the arrogance of how he feels about Northern Nevada. You know, what he thinks we know and don't know. You don't like the fact that young women will have to register for the draft if this thing passes. So, 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Should young women have to register for the draft? Love to hear from you on that. And love to hear about good things that are going on. Let's check in with my very special guest this morning, Dr. Fred Simon, who is also running for governor of this amazing state. Fred, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, Monica, this is great. I am so excited this Monday. You know, basically my campaign for governor is the resistance. And I've put together a whole lot of great mama bears out there.
Oh, yeah.
We've gone to 8 different school meetings in the last 2 months. We're showing up. We're going to all kinds of events. We were at the health board up in Reno. And here's the bottom line. We're winning. So the masks are coming off in Douglas County for the kids. About a week and a half ago, we presented. There were 10 of us. We're organized. It's a knowledge-based, data-based group of people. And we're hammering away at it. So here's how the Republicans are going to win. It's going to be us conservatives, organized, data-based, facts, and we're hammering them. And so we got that done. We got the unvaccinated athletes not segregated from the vaccinated athletes up in Reno. They stopped doing that as far as the testing. In Carson, we were at that meeting. They rescinded the equity statement. The bottom line was I looked at them and go, all kids are not equal. How about we have teachers being equal as far as how much they teach and their level of teaching? You need an equity statement on that, but not on kids. And so our movement is the resistance. We're out there. We're showing up. This is how you do it. You're not going to get it done by lawsuits. You're not going to go around saying, I'm going to sue you. You go in and you present the conservative message with a lot of people. We need more to join us, and we're hammering it. Love it.
Well, we definitely need that in Washoe County because we've got a group of hardcore, you know, supporters that go in probably, you know, 10 to 12, but the Washoe County Commission isn't getting the message, which concerns me because, you know, These people are probably going to go on for higher office, or they're going to get reelected. And we already know that Bob Lucey is running for reelection. But let me ask you this, being a doctor and the years of schooling you had, because people always go, oh, were they in the military? Were you ever in the military?
Nope. My dad was. I trained the largest facility for naval residents, training them for the Afghanistan-Iraq war for years, Balboa Naval Hospital. I put the program together with Camp Pendleton for the Navy/Marine Corps medics. That was my program. And I was hit very, very hard by this incompetent political move by Biden, where it cost one of our kids that gets trained by us. You know, the bottom line is, no, I wasn't in the military, but I've been really connected to it. I'm still the medical director for the SEALs where they parachute. And the long and short of it, I don't have to do much because we have paramedics there. So I'm still very involved.
That's incredible. I didn't know any of that.
Well, you know, I've been pretty connected with the SEALs and Special Forces and know a lot of people. I don't talk about it a lot. It's not really something that, you know, is necessary to talk about because I'm not the one putting my life in danger. They are. So it's not about me. But I'm totally supportive of everything. Last night, a great event, the Gold Star event up in Reno. It happens the last Sunday of every September. It was somber, but it was a very beautiful event on a beautiful evening.
You know, here's the deal. We have this Reclaim Nevada Festival coming up October 17th. And the importance of it is to just do what you and I did. And that was ask you something, and you give an answer that blows people away. Didn't know anything about you working with the SEALs, because you're not the type of guy who goes out there and, you know, really toots your own horn as a narcissistic value of, you know, look at me, look what I've done. And it's incredible just to get to know you. And I think that that's the importance of the festival, because you're going to be out there, you're going to be one of the speakers, and you're going to have a booth set up, and people can just come out, ask you questions, and get to know you.
Well, you know, I really appreciate that. You know, I've told people, leaders aren't born. Leaders find great people to do great things. It's usually not the leader that does it. One of my greatest assets is I'm able to find great people to do great things. And that's what I've done even in this. I'm finding people who are great conservatives, who care about education. And this is key for us. This is our legacy. We don't get these kids well-educated. We don't have a strong Nevada. And it doesn't have to be about
Fred,
me. It has to be.
Fred, you're a doctor. How can we get these kids well-educated when we can't even explain to them the biological science of a male and a female, a man and a woman?
Well, it's because it's taught, the ideology is taught, and we're hammering away at this. You know, I basically tell them, look, let's look at what's happening to Jeff Church, okay? They want to teach critical race theory, diversity. This poor guy, he's an old white guy sitting on a board that has great diversity. He's marginalized. They beat on him. I've been there. I'm going to go to my fourth meeting tomorrow. And there's no respect, and they don't follow anything that they talk about. Now, that crap needs to be out of the schools and teach them reading, writing, arithmetic, history.
Now,
and they're not.
You got me started on something else. Let me interrupt you for just a second.
Sure.
Because everybody else needs to show up to that meeting tomorrow with you, because they are trying to censure Jeff Church and, you know, just stick it to him. Because he brought forward the truth that an illegal activity was going on.
Well,
fraud was going on, because there was a trustee that did not live in the district that she represented. And all Angie Taylor and Rombardo are doing is trying to make him suffer and bring the pain for being honest.
Well, they hid behind it. You know what? If you are a legitimate individual who's a leader, who has ethics and morals, they would have come out day one when they heard about that and said, hey, look, we have a problem, and fix it. They have no credibility anymore. They're going to get a mouthful. 3 minutes from me tomorrow afternoon, I'm absolutely livid at all of this, because you know what? 49th out of 50 in education, with all the money they got, they're frauds. They're absolute frauds. So,
and they just want more money.
You know what? We're not done here with this. I'll tell you, we're growing and we're growing and we're growing as a resistance, and people must be there tomorrow. They got to support the conservative values. If you don't show up to these meetings, you know, we're not going to have change. And if you want change, you vote for change. And if you want change, you go out there and you become part of the resistance. And I'm telling you, we're the resistance right now.
And you're doing an amazing job at it. And for people who want to attend, it's actually going to start early, the public comment, 11 o'clock tomorrow at the administration building, Washoe County School District Administration Building, and it's over there on East 9th Street. Please be there for Jeff, because he is the only one who has truly been there with the conservative values for your kids. And from what I understand, we're going to have to replace him because he's done. He can't do it anymore because people aren't supporting him in this effort. They congratulate him when he does something, but they're not supporting him in the process. And, you know, Fred, you're amazing to do that, because you own a restaurant in Gardnerville. You're a medical doctor who is practicing, and you have a life, and yet you're still taking the time to do all this. How can people find out and ask you questions of where you're going to be, your campaign, what your philosophies are, and everything like that?
It's simonforgovnv.com, S-I-M-O-N, forgovnv.com. Let me tell you, I'm not stopping. We're on a mission. This campaign's on a mission. We'll be all over this state. We will demand conservatism is going to be listened to. We're going to demand it. So come along with us. We will change. I'm a campaign that's actually doing policy on the campaign, and we're effective, and we will be more effective once we get elected.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Dr. Fred Simon, my guest today. And congratulations, no masks, Carson and Douglas, for the school kids. That's absolutely awesome, sir. Thank you for doing that. Oh, I love great news. You know, you bring out more of the doctors who call these commissioners on the carpet and say, you know what? I know what I'm talking about. I know the science. We need more of them standing up, like Dr. Simon. 923-FM-TALK.com and 991-FM-TALK.com. Answer today's poll question. Should women, young women, have to register for the draft? It's the Monica Jay Show.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're here today so you can find out all of these fun things that just don't happen to make it into the news. Imagine that. For people who are asking me about the Afghan refugees who are coming to Northern Nevada, I want you to remember, even though they do good work and it's part of a, you know, religious organization, doesn't always mean that they're in the right or doing the right thing. Right now, I'm speaking of Catholic Charities of Southern Nevada. If you look into CatholicCharities... you will see that they are actually an international organization. And this is what they do. You have to break down the history. You know, it's not just one of those things that, you know, in Christmas or in times of need, oh, look at what Catholic Charities is doing, and you support that. You have to look at their underlying mission. And helping illegals, helping with the resettlement of people, that's what they do. So Catholic Charities of Southern Nevada, which offers immigrants and refugees, illegal aliens and refugees services, and the governor's office, now I'm not even going to call that the governor's office because I really hope the next governor that gets in there removes this office. This is horrendous. Your tax dollars at work, making illegals more comfortable. The Sisolak Office of New Americans, they announced that 50 individuals are expected to be placed in Southern Nevada and 100 in Northern Nevada, as if we aren't already busting at the seams. So where are they going through all of this? They're going through the Northern Nevada International Center, which is housed up at UNR. So just be ready. Be able to protect yourself and find the facts out. That the majority of the people that Biden put on those planes were not vetted. And you can go in and you can search Afghan rapes in the U.S. And you will start to see a whole lot of stories pop up. Because men from other countries do not have the values of men from this country. The majority of men from this country. They do not see value in women. They do not see value in pets. They do not see value really in children. The rapes of young girls. The marrying of young girls. Just keep that in the back of your head. So Mindy Robinson joined us on the air last week. I love this. She put this out. Because, yes, the NDAA was passed through the House, and now it goes on to the Senate. And there were a lot of, 135, to be exact, Republicans that voted for it, including our very own Mark Amaday. With all this stuff hidden in there, you know, going by the Nancy Pelosi philosophy of, well, pass it and then we'll figure out what's in it. So Mindy just posted this on Gab. They're blaming a staff error for slipping in red flag laws and drafting women. How does that just accidentally end up in a congressional bill? Does no one actually read these things before passing them? How many other times has this happened that the public hasn't caught on to? Oh, Mindy, it's happened many a times. When push comes to shove, we are going to see how much we are going to be beaten down like Australia because of rules that were passed and nobody caught. Like DeSantis's law, that if they choose to vaccinate people, the health officer can detain you and restrain you by any means necessary. So here's a little tweet from Matt Gaetz. The red flag inclusion was a staff error. Both sides agree it's coming out. Drafting women is a terrible idea and is coming out too. Tons of good in this bill to win great power, competition, and end forever wars. Final bill won't have these poison pills. No, there are a lot more poison pills than just those two things, Matt. It's out there. You can read it for yourself. They're defending all of this spending. Your money. Remember that. No such thing as government money.